a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I stopped buying towels like this a really long time ago.
Towels?
I like towels that are just all one with a border and that's it. I don't do towels that have that rouging on the bottom or that big seam on the bottom. You know, sometimes towels.
Yeah, we got them.
Yeah, no, I hate
the
them.
Stitch where it's like the a stitch. Thick stitch.
You've got
like
a thick stitch and then a bit
for?
More of towel.
What is that for? What is
well, my friend, debate raging
okay,
at the moment yeah. online because people are like, what the hell is this?
So it's and a visual thing, like just yeah. aesthetics.
Okay, so people are saying, no, that's the line where you wipe, you're like, private so that you don't then when you go to watch the rest of your body like you know that's the dirty part of the towel and I'm like that's never been it for me people are saying yeah it looks it's for aesthetics and all this type yeah. of stuff and a lot of people are saying I hate these towels because they always end up bunching up and then you can't fold them at perfect rectangles. And that was me. That's why I decided I'm not buying these anymore. Some people say they're racing stripes. It makes them dry faster. But now the New York Post are reporting they've got to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
So they've chatted to a guy who is in the towel industry. And they said, look, this is the thing. They're called Dobby borders. And I was like, oh my God, it's like a Harry Potter thing. No, it's called a Dobby weave or a Dobby border and it reinforces the fabric. Prevents fraying, adds a decorative touch,
yeah.
helps with folding. Well, that's a lie. And it's also less absorbent due to its tighter weave. So they said, you know, that's what it is. If you want to wipe your privates in that area, I mean, go for it. But let's be real. We all have towels that when you get those towels with the border, they're all at right angles. They're yeah. all lovely rectangles. And then the more you use them and the more you dry them, that seam just keeps coming in and in and in and it ends up like a lolly wrapper.
What?
Yeah. And it's not flat and straight. I don't like it.
Oh.
So they're not for me. But if you want to keep using them,
yeah,
the Dobby weave is
the
what
Dobby
you,
weave.
The Dobby weave towel.
What's Dobby from? Dobby is a Harry Potter thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is he getting brought into it?
Well, he's. I think this predates.
Oh, he's. I so think. The towel is the OG Dobby.
Maybe.
He's named after a bit of a towel.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, J.K. Rowling, I mean.
But I will say, if you do see someone's towel
yeah.
holding it and you think I'm going to wipe my hands
yeah.
on that towel,
yeah.
maybe don't wipe it on that little strip.
Yeah, assume that that is the... I'm telling you. It was worth a shot. Okay.
Go on. So if you see someone's towel...
Hang on. Oh. Wait, let me... If you see someone... Let's see if this works.
AJ, you know, it's like... I have to be like
my swagger. No,
oh,
not,
my
it's
God.
It's the Dirty Bit song. Dirty Bit. I just wanted to say
yeah, that's...
Dirty
we get it.
But I didn't have
to say it with your mouth. Here we go.
Okay.
Just assume that's the...
Dirty Bit.
Yeah, good. Saved.
Good. Good. Radio. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at
6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. Now, we know that due to, you know, my mental conditions that I'm a medicated woman and I take my brain pills every day. And that's a little reminder for you if you haven't taken yours yet.
Gotta take your brain pills every morning.
Oh, gotta, no, everybody's good too. Mix it up. Come on now.
That
anyway.
That was good by you too.
Yeah, thanks. He's a supportive man.
See what it's like being in a team?
Yeah. Anyway.
That's what we do for each other.
Because of that, you know, I can't really cry. I'm quite numb. I've gone from being like crying at everything to just kind of just not. Like I have all the feelings, but they're trapped inside.
5.5 years we've worked together and yeah. I reckon I've seen you cry once, twice,
yeah.
maybe twice.
I reckon once. But... So, oh, actually, no, I reckon
yeah, twice.
One of them was animal related.
And one of them you hit your shins on something.
Your metal pole. Anyway, that sounded wrong. So, there's this ad
yeah.
at the moment and I just can't cope. Just can't cope with it.
All right.
And you know Peter Gabriel?
Yeah.
You would know Peter Gabriel from Genesis originally. Lenny.
Pet Shop Boys also?
Pet Shop Boys?
Is that not him?
Oh, is he? Maybe I'm wrong. Anyway. So he, you know, it's been a while since he's released a tune, is my understanding. He turned 75 this year. And
yeah.
to celebrate and to highlight a very special cause, Sia decided to re-release that song.
What song?
Salisbury Hill, which is his very famous one, his number one song.
Okay.
Growing up on Salisbury Hill, I could see the city light.
Now, the thing is, the reason that I get really, like, emotional is because that song is attached to an ad at the moment, which is about animals, okay? And it's about the humane world for animals. Have you seen this ad
no.
at all? I've sent you both an email, and it's like, it shows...
Can we click on it?
Is it like yeah. the, what's the one where the animals all walk past the screen?
And RSPCA. Yeah, it's not like that. It's like, that's real animal. This is like cartoon, and it shows.
Cartoon. So we're just so we're clear, we're crying over cartoon animals.
No, but it's like, so it shows like a dog getting used for medical testing, and then it shows like, you know, like pigs in the cages and mink being used for their fur and everything, and then all of a sudden the humane world for animals is there, and then it comes out and they help them all, and they're all flying and happy, and they're all and there's pigs like in mud, and there's whales swimming.
Do you want to field this one, Lingy?
I don't know what to say.
That sounds beautiful. And it's, I'm so glad you sent us the link to the YouTube video that is just the screen that says see a Salisbury Hill for a solid 4 minutes and 1 second.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm up to 2 minutes and
all
three
right,
seconds.
So I've sent you the wrong thing.
No, you have.
But what I can say is that you would definitely see it on there.
No, you've ruined it,
And I just cannot stop crying every time, hysterical. And poor Wombie hates me for it, because every time it comes on, I just grab his little face and I'm like, I love you so much. I'll never let anything happen to
that
you.
That album cover is pretty cool.
Okay, so anyway, I see.
It's a well-designed graphic.
Yeah, there's a whale there.
There's not a lot of movement, though.
Wait until you see the ad, though. You'll be blown away.
Good job, mate.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Own up, be honest, take your minds back to when you first started a job. We're talking about that first week of the job. Did you stuff up? Did you work fluffs?
Yeah, first week fluffs.
First week fluffs, and in particular, maybe directed towards sort of somebody higher up the food chain than you, big bosses, because I don't know if you saw the vision. I found it hilarious of Donald Trump about to do a media conference in America and somebody off camera moving those big boom microphones, the fluffy mics, has just smacked him right in the face.
Yes, it was great. Oh,
the look on his face.
The look of just like such anger and contempt.
And then he was like, well, you've made news.
Yeah, just trying to control himself and all that. You just picture it. It's somebody who's brand new to the job, just trying to adjust the mic to get in the right spot. Bang, right in his face. I know what it's like. I know what it's like. Very early days when I first started with Channel 7 and we were doing the Brownlow Medal. Obviously, Bruce McAvaney's hosting the night. Yeah. All the big dogs are all up there. I was to be a roving interviewer. Mm. Just one or two little times, just quick ones throughout the night. Minor role, but I was all excited. My first Brownlow. Gil McLachlan is obviously the big dog. He's reading out the votes, CEO of the AFL. And I've been told, okay, so as soon as Gil finishes this round of votes, the entire round of votes, all nine games, you start interviewing the player. Let's say it was Dane Swan.
Yeah.
Moment he finishes, bang. I've got Dane Swan here with me, you know, blah, 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 that sort of thing. So I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm ready to go. I've got my questions lined up. Gil has North Melbourne versus Western Bulldogs, three votes, blah, 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 blah. Gets through all the games. Now, in my head, I'm like, there's one game. Okay, there's three games to go on. There's seven games. Okay. All right, this is the last game. Ready to go. Microphone. All right, fade my microphone up. Let's do this. He finishes a game, Geelong versus Sydney, blah, 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 blah. Three votes. G. Ablett.
Yeah.
I've got Dane Swan here with me, Swanee. You know you're going okay. And that whole, everybody just turns and looks at me because the microphone is going live to the room plus live to television. And Gil just standing up there goes, Carlton versus Collingwood.
No.
One vote.
S. Pendlebury.
Oh, you must have died. Do you think about this often at midnight?
Oh, I do.
In bed?
There was one game to go. And this that feeling of like 1,000 people just staring at me going, why are you interrupting the boss right now? Shut up, Cameron.
How did you continue in media?
Like, I would have just gone,
why are you here?
Not for me.
And the worst part, and I didn't even mention this before, is I still then had to do the interview. So I had to feel sick for one more game.
Another bite at the cherry.
And then go again with, hey, I've got Dane Swan here. And I have a lovely shade of red to my complexion to start with.
I
was a full tomato.
Oh,
I was that red.
You should have gone C Ling, zero votes.
Yes.
That into the yes. Yeah, that's smooth, okay. I can smooth. Write you comedy next time.
52232955. Bruce in St. Albans Park. Good morning. You're live on the air, mate. First week fluffs. What did you do?
Not much. I'm on my way to do a little excavation job.
Okay.
Right.
First time calling the radio station. Fucked up, mate. That's all right.
Good work, Brucey.
All right. Heard the prize. So I'll give him a call. It happens.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
I've got a mate who posted something on Facebook the other day, and I just think it's so wild. A, one, that I'm looking at Facebook.
Yeah.
And two, I almost said B, this story has happened to them. They came home from being out the other day, yeah, and someone had done something to their house.
Oh, no. Like broken in or?
No, not broken in. Oh. It was visible from the road.
Graffiti.
No, close though, right? They've put their house on sale, like for sale. They put their house on the market.
Like a sign's gone up.
So a real estate agent.
What?
Has rolled up to their house at some point. Yeah. I guess they get someone else to do. It's a guy that does the signs.
Yeah, does the sign stuff.
He's rolled up and whacked a for sale sign on their front fence.
What?
Which weirdly, coincidentally, 2 weeks later is being removed and a new fence is being put in anyway. So maybe he's trying to sell off the...
To sell the palings.
The palings. Yeah. But they've gotten home from being at the shops and they're like, hey, look.
This looks like a nice house.
No,
so
did you
obviously
put our house
they
on
rent?
Sale?
They rent?
No, they own their house.
They own the house.
Yes, they're not selling. But a real estate agent has put a for sale sign on their fence.
A sign that just like says for sale or pictures of their house.
No, they haven't done. There's no. It's just a estate agent.
I've never heard
sort
of this happening before.
No, isn't that wild?
Yeah.
And so yes, So it's just such and such real estate agency sale, and then the names of two agents and their phone numbers, and then the website, and they're in Heighton.
Oh, it's not a small board either. I'm just picking at your computer screen. That's a big one of those big rectangle sort of boards.
It's a big one.
It's a big one. Yeah. And I won't say the colour because that'll give away the brand.
Well, I don't know if we should or not give away the...
Have they called the place and did they say, yeah, I'm interested in that house because it's mine?
Yes, yeah.
And I ain't selling.
Well, I haven't heard the follow-up to the story yet, but we can check in with... So this is actually a former employee of K-Rock 955.
Yeah.
Worked here about 8 years ago. Was the voice of the station for a little while, Zoe. Much loved former employee.
Yeah.
And, I might have to get her on and find out, A, if she's had any offers.
Yeah.
Certainly the comments on Facebook, those real estate agents are going to get some interesting calls, and also I've already put in an offer, someone said. So.
What? Well, imagine the shock, though. Clearly don't want to sell and then found out this, it's just on the wrong house. But then the real estate agent rings and says, sorry for the mistake. However, we got an offer for this figure.
Oh, my goodness.
So maybe it's a conspiracy then.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they do. They think, we haven't had a sale in this street, but I'll put a for sale sign up accidentally. Get the offers in.
I don't know what you think, like how you think real estate agents operate, but I can never imagine any sort of underhanded techniques like that going ahead. All right, I will check in with Zoe and find out exactly what happened.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.